Today will be a special episode. It is dedicated exclusively to Giriraj or Govardhan, because today is Govardhan Puja, where he is worshipped. Let me ask you a question. What is it that you absolutely need in all phases of your life, whether you're young or old, healthy or not, happy or unhappy? What gives your life substance in all situations? Ashraya, or shelter. It's that inner reference point that gives us strength to endure everything, that helps us to stay balanced in whatever situation. And ultimate shelter even helps us to remain unfazed and undisturbed, even in the moment of the greatest disaster called death. Let us go back today in time when this pastime of Krishna lifting Giriraj took place. At that time, there was an apocalyptic situation. The rain came down in thick columns. The clouds of devastation had arrived over Vrindavan. There were storms, and Indra threw repeatedly lightning flash after lightning flash. The aim was to erase all life from the surface of Vrindavan. All the Brijbasis, all the cows, all the insects even, were the object of Indra's anger. And he was ready to wipe them off the surface of the globe. Krishna came to the help of his devotees. He showed that now nothing protects you, only me. And he lifted the huge Giriraj mountain and used it as an umbrella. Let us think a little bit. Now, all the columns of rain and hail, all the storms, all the lightning, all this apocalypse was on Giriraj. But Giriraj didn't feel any discomfort. In fact, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says he felt all this threats to be as pleasant as a shower of flowers. Why? Because he was touched by Krishna. He was only touched by a little top of the nail of Krishna's pinky from the left hand. But that tiny touch was enough. He did not suffer anything. My dear listeners, being in touch with Krishna gives us also this shelter, and it will turn miseries into a shower of flower. But there is another lesson to be taken. Let's look at Indra. Indra had everything. He was the ruler of the planet. He had of the universe. He had a huge palace with a lot of entertainment. He had all sensual delights you can imagine. There was one little place in the universe with one little boy. It was Vrindavan and Krishna, who seemed to not honor him, and that destroyed everything for him. Because he was so proud, the clouds of devastation came into his mind, and everything did not make anything of what he had, did not give him any pleasure any longer. Pride is dangerous. It stands in our way to Krishna. And Krishna repeatedly destroys the pride, especially of his devotees, when the pride should come somehow through a little crack into their personality. Today, I request you to reflect a little bit. Where could you be more tolerant in your life? Where could you be more humble, forgiving, relenting more? And whatever it is that you identify, please pray to Giriraj to supply you with the necessary inner strength so that you will shake off that pride and walk quickly forward in your path of Krishna consciousness.